Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
The weekend kicks off partly cloudy. Evening showers and isolated thunder showers can be expected over Gauteng as well as over parts of Mpumalanga and the northwest. And it will be warmer. Pretoria up to 26, Joburg 24, Mbombela and Rustenburg 28, eMalahleni 25, and Polokwane a high of 27 degrees.
You can expect delays in Pretoria on the Mabopane Highway eastbound towards Eskom Pakhlelo Drive.
City Power has disconnected the electricity supply to 10 businesses and large power users in Lenasia with outstanding collective debts of 60 million rand. These include a shopping centre, the Soweto Hotel in Cliptown, two petrol stations and a mortuary in Mansfield. City Power says this is part of an ongoing effort to address the growing problem of unpaid electricity bills and non-compliance in the region. And TikTok has started rolling out an artificial intelligence-powered tool for generating marketing clips, becoming the latest platform to let advertisers tap into the technology. Brands will be able to use Getty Images licensed photos and videos to create AI-generated ads, including marketing messages featuring characters resembling real people. Generative AI models trained on images, articles, and other data found online have elated some users, while causing anger amongst them authors, artists and others who believe their creations are being absorbed without them being asked or compensated. I'm Khadija De Souza. There's more news at 8.
Well, we've spoken about the big fight, we've spoken about the rugby, but for cricket fans, there's something for you as well. Proteas in action today in the fourth T20 International against India at the Wanderers. Indian skipper Surya Kumar Yadav will be hoping to secure a third straight T20 International series win as captain, while South Africa will want to win the final match and draw the series 2-2. First ball at the Bullring is at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Mike Tyson and Jake Paul are closing in on one of the biggest boxing events of 2024, with the ex-heavyweight champion and the YouTube sensation turned fighter taking center stage at the AT&T Stadium in Texas. The last time 58-year-old Tyson fought in an official bout, he suffered a sixth round TKO against Kevin McBride. He didn't fight again until 2020, when he met Roy Jones Jr. in an eight round exhibition, and Jones was present for the weigh-in yesterday, where Tyson stepped up to Paul and slapped his opponent.
The fact that it came out now, I'm glad to see that, because if I hadn't saw that, I would be worried that this fight may not even be for real. Mike's style, he can never be too emotional.
So he's saying that Mike needs the emotion in order to be at his best. It's shaping up to be quite an interesting tussle. Bafana Bafana qualified for the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations finals without kicking a ball yesterday. South Sudan's 3-2 win over Congo Brazzaville in Juba means that Hugo Bruce's side cannot finish lower than second in their group, Group K, and will be on the plane to Morocco at the end of next year. That result in Juba takes the pressure off Bafana and Uganda. The two sides meet at the Mandela National Stadium in Kampala this afternoon. Kickoff is at 3. And Monaco will continue to host the Formula One races at least until 2031 after a new 6-year deal was signed. I'm Olanjinga, and that's Chitaka Sport.
Both very close ones to call, the Tyson-Jake Paul fight, as well as the Booker against England. I mean, on paper, it should be us, but they're wounded.
They are hurting. Steve Borthwick is a very good coach, and he hasn't really had an opportunity to prove it yet. And they'll probably be hurting more, not just from the last two matches that they've lost, but also having lost to the Springboks in the way that they did by 1 point at last year's Rugby World Cup.
They, unlike the Scots, don't have any South Africans to help them.
Not this time, but I think there'll be a lot of South Africans at Twickenham. The last time round, it looked more like a 50-50, maybe even leaning a little bit towards the South African side. So I expect we're going to hear a loudly, proudly sung South African anthem.
Oh, it's going to be good.
It's going to be very good.
If you were a betting man, Kolanchinga.
Oh, I don't bet, Martin. I can't.